online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickman.
New details have been released into the Grenfell Tower disaster, highlighting failures to properly fireproof the building. Several expert reports explain issues, including numerous design and construction problems, which increase the risk of flame spreading. Sky's Gerard Tubb has more details.
The windows, crucially, these reports show, were moved out to match this cladding system put on the outside of the building, meant the windows had to come out from the concrete structure of the building. And the gaps, the reports show, were filled with plastic combustibles.
There was also criticism of the advice to residents to stay put. A report says the policy should have been scrapped soon after the fire began. A man's appeared in court accused of murdering a man who died in hospital after being found with serious injuries in Margate. Police and paramedics were called to an address in the town early on Saturday morning and arrested Trevor Brazier, who's 48 and from North Down Road. The Home Secretary says there's been a step change in the threat from terrorism in the UK. Sajid Javid has announced how he plans to prevent attacks, saying they're the starkest risk against the country. Among the plans are improving security at crowded places and increasing maximum sentences. Mr. Javid also wants MI5 and police to share information with councils and businesses so they can raise the alarm about suspicious purchases.
The focus will really be on not necessarily stopping people in every case that there's certain things that they're buying, but working with the private sector. If there are things that have so-called dual use, then we would want to make sure that we are sharing information with those companies and they're sharing it with us.
Police have released the image of a man they want to speak to after an enforcement officer was attacked in Margate. The victim was shouted at, threatened and kicked in the hand on Hawley Street last month. The suspect then ran off towards King Street. You can see the picture at kentonline.co.uk. Anyone who recognises him is being asked to come forward. Local MP Charlie Elphick says claims the Port of Dover could collapse on day one of Brexit are just doom-mongering. Downing Street's also insisted there'll be no Armageddon if the UK fails to agree a deal with the EU. It's been reported that officials have predicted there could be petrol, food and medicine shortages, but Theresa May's spokesman says they're planning for all scenarios. Learner drivers are now able to have lessons on motorways. Previously, they had to have passed their test before they could go on the 70 mile per hour roads, but can now go out with an instructor in a car fitted with dual controls. Wayne Langford is a driving instructor in Strood. He says he's always tried to get students ready for driving on the busier roads.
I always take my pupils on the A2. I tend to go up towards Canary Wharf, around Canary Wharf and back again. That gives them the extended drive, also changing lanes. We also take slip roads and do all manner of things like that.
Police have been patrolling a park in Maidstone after a group of children as young as 10 were reportedly attacked with rocks during an American football training session. Bosses of Kent Phoenix say it happened yesterday after travellers arrived at the Shepway Green playing fields where they regularly practice. Officers say they want to hear from anyone who was injured. And Matt Terry's announced he's going to be making his acting debut after landing a part in a brand new stage version of Madagascar. The former X Factor winner from Maidstone will play Alex the Lion in the musical. It's due to open in Wimbledon in July before going on a UK tour, which includes a stop at the Churchill Theatre in Bromley in September.
Sport with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket, and the Kent coach has praised his side after they reached the knockout stage of the One Day Cup. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, the 7-wicket victory over Gloucestershire at Beckenham was their 5th in a row after a slow start to the competition. Matt Walker says they've really turned things around.
The games are coming thick and fast against good sides, and we had to do something about it, otherwise we'd have been out of the competition. So to play under that almost knockout pressure, if you like, and to win 5 games like that is really pleasing.
The result of Wednesday's game against Essex will determine if they get a home or away quarter final. Meantime, 2 Kent players have been named in the England women's squad for One Day Internationals against South Africa. Tammy Beaumont and Laura Marsh are among the 14 for the games at Worcestershire and Hove. The first match is on Saturday, with a second the following Tuesday. And in football, Mo Salah's been included in Egypt's World Cup squad. The Liverpool forward suffered a shoulder injury in their Champions League final defeat to Real Madrid and went off the pitch in tears. He'll join up with his national team in Russia on Saturday, ahead of their first group game against Uruguay on the 15th.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.